FM.com.
The time is 7 o'clock. This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Welcome and good evening. This is Gary McBride, and it's time for Opera Box, our one-hour look at the world of the sung art song. This evening, I've got some selections from the 1997 opera Amistad by Anthony Davis. The libretto is by his cousin, Thulani Davis. They also collaborated on another opera called X, The Life and Times of Malcolm X. 1997, which saw this production originally mounted by the Chicago Lyric Opera, also saw the Morgan Freeman and Anthony Hopkins Steven Spielberg megapic of the same name. So you might be familiar with the story, which the Amistad is the true story of a Spanish ship which was taking captive Africans to America to be sold as slaves in the year 1839. On the ocean, the Africans mutinied and killed most of the ship's crew and intended to return home. But misguided by the surviving navigator, they landed on Long Island in New York. The Spaniards demanded their return, but the still young United States was sharply divided on what action should be taken. So the Africans found an eloquent defender in the then former president, John Quincy Adams, who, as a lawyer, pleaded their case before the Supreme Court. And after 2 years, they were released from jail and allowed to return to their native Africa. So let's listen to the overture and scene one to Anthony Davis's opera Amistad. I'll set the scene for you a little bit. After the overture, scene one is entitled Cloth for the Dead. So they are then on the boat on Amistad out of Cuba, drifting along off of Long Island. The quote-unquote ghost ship is at this point legendary, taken over by slaves, haunting eastern waters. Aboard ship is one who shapes their fate, a ragged, boastful African deity, the trickster god, the spirit of rebellion and uncertainty. Now, this character is key throughout the entire opera. When humans meet him, they're apt to lose their way. But the trickster, this trickster, has been led astray by himself, and the difficult Middle Passage journey has blinded him and weakened his powers, claiming that he will prevail in the aria, "The Unknown is My Realm." He asks for help from the goddess of the waters. The trickster hears the ship's two hostages, a navigator and a slaver, scheming against the slaves who have revolted. He tells Cinque that they are not headed to Africa, but instead of zigzag north to another fate, in the duet, we're drifting. When the ship runs aground, the merchant seaman seizes it to sell the Africans as salvage cargo. The two Spaniards tell of mutiny and murder and claim to own the Africans, who insist they're free. And then Cinque believes that they're victors of a mende taboo to be able to see a god that can bring danger. Antonio, a lifelong slave and witness to the mutiny, also sings about his fears. Overture and Act 1, Scene 1 of the 1997 opera by Anthony Davis, Amistad.
Thank you.
tragedy. I will make my history. I will make a story to be told of genius born of necessity, of courage come easy. Nicer.
Tenor Thomas Young was the trickster god, gloating about the fear and confusion that he has sown among the Africans who have overthrown, who have mutinied against their own potential slave ship masters. But the trickster god himself is a bit out of his own depth, as it were, and he appeals to the goddess of the waters for some guidance. We also heard Dennis Russell Davies conducting the orchestra of the Chicago Lyric Opera. And let's continue on with the second scene in Act One. I'll describe this a little bit. Of course, the navigator who is a hostage has lied to the slaves who have seized the ship Amistad and has instead actually led them toward their original destination, toward New York. And we're going to hear in scene two the ship being seized, being run aground, and the African salvaged as cargo, essentially. The two Spaniards tell of mutiny and murder and claim to own the Africans, who insist that they are free. Antonio, a lifelong slave and witness to the mutiny, has his own fears. Chinque believes that they're victims of an African taboo. They fear the trickster god who can bring them great danger. Let's listen now again to the Chicago Lyric Opera Orchestra and eventually chorus conducted by Dennis Russell Davies. This is Act One, Scene Two of Anthony Davis's 1997 opera, Amistad.
To Africa.
Just for now, if the rain.
And so the slaves who were able to overthrow their oppressors on the high seas, on the ship Amistad, are themselves again captured as they run aground on Long Island in the state of New York, close to their original destination. So we've heard the second scene of the first act of Anthony Davis's opera Amistad, the libretto by his cousin, Dulani Davis. And we also heard the orchestra and chorus of the Lyric Opera of Chicago, Dennis Russell Davies, conducted. Singing the part of the slave leader, Cinque, is bass baritone Mark Doss. Antonio, another slave, baritone Eugene Perry, among others. You're listening to Opera Box on KGNU, Gary McBride. Here I'll be with you with the Amistad Opera up until 8 o'clock.
My mother wants me to play music that doesn't punish the audience. Well, I don't want to punish the audience. I want to grow. I want to get better. I want to expand.
On the next Classic Monday, Gary McBride talks with violinist Robert McDuffie. He's commissioned violin concertos from composers as diverse as R.E.M.'s Mike Mills and Philip Glass.
It was the first violin concerto that made me fall in love with Philip's music.
Tune in to a Classic Monday at 8 p.m. on KGNU. I don't like to self-promote, but that cart was actually on the schedule, so I have to play it. It is coming up at 8 o'clock. It's me, Gary McBride. And I will be interviewing Robert McDuffie. Fascinating interview. I think you're really going to enjoy that. And he's appearing this Thursday with the Colorado Music Festival Orchestra under the baton of maestro and music director Peter Ungen, playing the Philip Glass first violin concerto. Also on the program is the Sixth Symphony of Ludwig Beethoven. You're sure to enjoy it. At Chautauqua, 7:30 p.m. on Thursday, tickets available at coloradomusicfestival.org. Anyway, meanwhile, we're still in the middle of the opera Amistad, and I thought we would fast forward a little bit because I want to take you to the end of the opera. So we have to pass over the capture of the slaves, the seizure of the slaves, the defense of the slaves by a former president named John Quincy Adams, and most of the trial. So we're going to get to the second act, scenes 7 through the end, 7, 8, 9. And we're going to start in the middle of some of the testimony during the courtroom event. The captives relate their journey from Africa to Cuba. They talk about the seeds of revolt when Antonio rebukes the trickster, that trickster god who has been chasing them from Africa. Scene 8 is the more flashbacks continue. The trickster helps them free themselves from their captives, starts the result. There's an aria, "All my tricks are old." Cinque decides to spare Antonio. And then finally, the last scene, John Quincy Adams sums up before the court eloquently the case of liberty and self-determination. The captives' case is won, and they will be able to go home to Africa. There's a chorus, the chains are gone. But the trickster, who's been following them all the way from their homeland, has decided that he's got a pretty good future in the Americas, so he decides to stay in the New World. Let's listen now to the final three scenes from the second act of the opera Amistad by Anthony Davis. We're going to be hearing the orchestra and chorus of the Lyric Opera of Chicago, Dennis Russell Davies conducting.
But you are a liar, like that old Mr. Spider, the one you call a god. become the savory. We don't change the name.
What can you say?
Hush, he will tell more. This talk of my adventures is a stimulating cure. I smell the scent of mischief.
I'm not like you. When she take pups to court, but when she get to town, she look around. The sheriff be a fox, the judge he be a fox too. Sister Goose, and wring her neck. You with foxes now, and chief or no chief, slave or no slave, you're just a common goose. You gonna get et.
Liberty.
Fandango! You were
cheerful human like you. You change it from nay to yay, rather than do you say.
God, what do you mean?
The court says you are.
The court says you are.
What do you say? Can you speak?
I hear you talk. Now we are free.
It says so in a paper from court.
Hey, paper from court.
Is this the only way you know? Is the paper I obey? Were we not already free?
That wasn't clear.
That wasn't clear.
So don't you mean?
We wait on the court to go.
We heard the final few scenes of the opera Amistad, composed by Anthony Davis. The libretto was by Tulani Davis. The voice of John Quincy Adams defending the escaped slaves was sung by bass Stephen West. The trickster god was tenor Thomas Young. Cinque, the leader of the slaves, was sung by bass baritone Mark S. Doss. In addition, we heard the voices of the chorus of the Lyric Opera of Chicago. The orchestra of the Lyric Opera of Chicago was conducted by Dennis Russell Davies. The opera Amistad, which was originally mounted by Chicago Lyric Opera in 1997, revised at the Carolinas Spoleto Festival in 2008. You've been listening to Opera Box on KGNU. This is Gary McBride. I hope you've enjoyed this evening's opera selections and will join us every Monday evening from 7 to 8 right here on KGNU. Coming up at 8 o'clock this evening, it's a classic Monday. I'll be hosting Robert McDuffie, the violinist, who will be appearing with the Colorado Music Festival this Thursday at the Chautauqua Auditorium right here in beautiful Boulder, Colorado. And I hope you like the sound of my voice, because I'm going to be here from 10 to midnight as well this evening, hosting A Present Edge, in which we feature also some additional compositions by Anthony Davis. And in addition, we have featured some music by a trio of female composers, Lara Auerbach, Gabriella Lena Frank, and Unsuk Chin.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Ann Canterlo. Please join Alan Claverstrom, Gary McBride, Ray Wentz, and me and others for Present Edge every Monday night from 10 to 12. The Present Edge explores the leading edge of contemporary classical music, avant-garde, and experimental sounds. If you enjoy contemporary music or want to know when to find us on KGNU, The Present Edge on Monday nights is from 10 to 12 is a good place. Thanks for listening, and see you on the air.
Time is 8 o'clock. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Coming up next, a Classic Monday.
Support comes from the Center for Transformative Movement, reminding you that dance is not just something you do at parties, and providing community-based programs like Dance with a Doc on the last Saturday of the month, where you can discuss the benefits of free-form movement with health professionals. More information can be found at cftmove.org. That's cftmove.org.
Support comes from the City of Boulder Parks and Recreation Department, presenting Concerts in the Parks, featuring traditional and modern concert literature by the Boulder Concert Band on June 17th at the Civic Area Park. More information at bouldercolorado.gov/parksandrec. This program is supported by you, the KGNU listener member, and by Save Home Heat Company, providing professional service and installation of heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical systems, proudly serving the Boulder, Denver area for over 35 years. More information at savehomeheat.com.
Good evening, and welcome to A Classic Monday. Tonight, I'm honored to be talking with violinist Robert McDuffie, who in his long career as a soloist has performed with major orchestras around the world. This Thursday, he will be here in Boulder, appearing with the Colorado Music Festival Orchestra, performing Philip Glass's Violin Concerto No. 1. McDuffie is the founder and director of the Rome Chamber Music Festival. He founded and teaches at the Robert McDuffie Center for Strings at Mercer University and holds the Robert McDuffie Violin Faculty Chair at the Aspen Music Festival and School, where he'll be headed immediately after his concert here in Boulder. He continues to teach violin, record, and perform extensively around the world. Robert McDuffie, welcome to KGNU.
Thank you for having me.
Well, there seems to be some connections between Philip Glass, you, and the CMF music director, Peter Ungen. I'm not sure where it all starts. Could you fill us in?
Absolutely. Peter is one of my oldest and dearest friends. We met at Juilliard in the fall of 76. Oh my gosh, it's that long ago. And we've been close ever since. And we love working together. And I, about 15 years ago or so, I went to Philip Glass and asked him to write a concerto. I told him he was America's Vivaldi. And I took a deep breath before I said that to him. And luckily, he was honored, I think. And I asked him to write an American Four Seasons using the same instrumentation as Vivaldi did, but using the synthesizer in place of the harpsichord to tap into that rock and roll Philip Glass sound that turned so many rock and roll musicians on. And my dearest friend, Peter Ungen, offered to premiere it with the Toronto Symphony. So that's our connection. And Philip came up for the premiere, and it's something I'll never forget.
Now, you premiered the second violin concerto with Peter Ungen. You also did the European premiere with Marin Alsop, who was one of the former music directors of the Colorado Symphony Orchestra. So I'm seeing a Colorado connection here.
That's right. I know this. And I've played it at least twice in Aspen already. So, yes, there is a nice Colorado connection with this piece.
But you're not going to be playing the second violin concerto, but you'll be playing the first violin concerto, and you've performed that extensively as well.
I have, actually. It was the first violin concerto that made me fall in love with Philip's music. I was like a lot of Juilliard students who liked to make fun of minimalist composers like Philip Glass back when we were young and immature. And it wasn't until I heard Gidon Kremer's recording of the first violin concerto that I realized how seduced I was by Philip's music. And I remember just sitting on the floor with my wife drinking white wine and listening to this recording. And she looked at me and said, "You have got to learn this piece." And I agreed. And I've been playing it for well over 20 years now.
Well, let's listen to a little bit of the work that so inspired violinist Robert McDuffie. The piece he will be performing with the Colorado Music Festival Orchestra right here in Boulder this Thursday at 7:30 p.m. Here's the third movement of Philip Glass's Violin Concerto No. 1, the soloist, my guest this evening, Robert McDuffie.